This is JIS News. Coming up, National Security Ministry launches Unite for Change campaign. Government signs $245 million contract for Phase 2 of Justice Square and Heart to assist with upgrade of school labs. The details after the break.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. Leaders and experts in crime fighting and prevention, along with several other stakeholders, including members of the diplomatic corps, came together Thursday for the launch of the National Security Ministry's Unite for Change public awareness campaign. The three-pronged crime prevention strategy seeks to rekindle hope in the society and mobilize law-abiding citizens by working together in a united front against crime. The initiative is founded on the strategies of interrupting crime, particularly gang activities, preventing the spread of these activities, and changing group behaviors. A key feature is a mobile application for members of the public to be launched early next year.
And essentially, it's going to do four things. The first would be alert, which would go directly to smartphones. The report feature will allow persons to take photographs or video clips and upload it to a central control center at the police. So if they see something happening and they even want to just anonymously pass that picture of this perpetrator on, they can upload it through this feature. There'll be a panic mode feature, which essentially will be better than 911.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting. The Unite for Change campaign will also feature television, radio, and print messages encouraging ordinary Jamaicans and interest groups to join the fight against crime. The Ministry of Justice has signed a contract valued at $245 million for Phase 2 of the Justice Square project in downtown Kingston. The work involves the further refurbishing of the Supreme Court and renovation of the former National Commercial Bank building on King's Street. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says upon completion, Justice Square will house 7 additional courtrooms, 4 additional judges' chambers, and 2 additional chambers for the Masters in Chambers of the Supreme Court.
It is essential that while our laws are strengthened and modernized, so too must the physical infrastructure of the court system be enhanced and developed to bring about the required improvements in the delivery of justice.
Senator Golding was speaking at the recent contract signing at the Ministry's Oxford Road offices in Kingston. The Justice Square project is intended to provide appropriate work conditions for judges and court personnel as part of overall efforts to improve the justice system. The Ministry of Education is to begin working with the HeartTrust NTA towards upgrading high school workshops and laboratories used toward technical and vocational subjects. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says he's in discussion with the HeartTrust to provide the necessary budgetary support to facilitate the upgrades.
Several high schools, non-traditional high schools, and some traditional high schools too, have asked for assistance in upgrading their workshops and improving the standard of their teaching of technical and vocational skills. And Heart has responded, and I'm just asking the executive director to make sure that there is a significant allocation in their budget for next year to go even further in this regard.
Mr. Thwaites was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. He says this initiative is in keeping with the ministry's plans to increase student performance in science, mathematics, and related technical subjects. And hundreds of young people across the island are to be exposed to both the tangible and the intangible aspects of the Jamaican culture with the launch of the Government Culture Card program. The card will allow free access to museums and galleries of the Institute of Jamaica, Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC events, and Jambi's productions.
The Culture Card program that we announced this year is a bid and aims to really reset your approaches to culture. Because we realize that in terms of our national reconstruction of respect and appreciation for our culture, it has to start with you. And we want to ensure that all our children experience that culture and those elements of our Jamaican culture that will help you to become committed citizens of action to our nation.
Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna speaking at the launch of the program Wednesday. Approximately 100 students from schools in the corporate area are set to benefit during the pilot phase of the project. The target schools are Papine, Haile Selassie, St. Andrew Technical, and Vauxhall High. That was the JIS News. I am Camellia Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.